Good evening, this is Vlomo 11, day 12. Continuing my theme on the bucket list and being a better person before I die. My last boo, Vlomo 11, day 11, was talking about moral codes and conscience. And I want to expand on that a little further because I brought up as an example of a moral code being inbuilt within us all, I used an example of wolf children. And we need to clarify something here, because to have a basis for a good decision making, for good moral choices, has to be based on a good psychological profile. We can learn bad behavior, we can learn bad habits as we develop, and these learnt behaviours, and sometimes not learnt, sometimes irrational behaviours that become our own norm, need to be corrected first. And for that, we need psychoanalysis, and we need to be corrected before we can have the ability to make correct moral choices. If I'd been brought up in a society or in a family that always stole, for example, then when I reach adulthood and need to earn my own living, it will be harder for me to make a moral choice of working for a living or stealing for a living than it would be for somebody who hadn't been brought up in that sort of abnormal situation. And it is an abnormal situation. So we have to get this clear, that there are abnormalities in our character that are learnt, if you like, as we grow. And we can't make a correct moral choice if we don't have the correct psychological profile. And understanding that sometimes is the first step to becoming a better person, knowing when we need help and knowing when we need to have our irrational fears or our irrational behaviour corrected and helped before we can then say, well, now I can move forward and make a moral choice. And a moral choice is a free choice. I wasn't brought up in a society or a background of theft, and so for me to steal something would be making a choice that I know is incorrect. But for somebody who is brought up in a family or a society where stealing is the norm, they wouldn't know that that was incorrect, even though it is incorrect. Just because you're brought up in that situation, just because that's all you know, doesn't mean it's correct. It just means you cannot make a free choice because you're clouded by your upbringing. And we need to make free choices, because only when we can make a healthy free choice can we become a better person. We can be excused for stealing if that's all we know, but we can only be excused for so long. We will still get punished for it. If we found out, we will still get sent to prison, etc., because we know as a society it isn't normal behaviour. And so we need to learn to accept our flaws and deal with those flaws before we can really make a free choice, a free moral choice, before our conscience is clean and free to act in the best way possible for ourselves and for everyone around us, for society as a whole. And so, again, another quick example would be we all have a fear of danger, but an irrational fear of danger would be somebody who's afraid of cats or spiders. That comes into their psychological profile at some point in their life. They weren't born with that. We are all born with a rational fear of danger. And so psychoanalysis and help would help those people with those irrational fears. And when those irrational fears are dealt with, they're then free to make a decision, a moral decision, where putting themselves into any kind of danger might come into play. And I'll talk about that next, because I shall expand on that slightly, how do we make a moral choice based upon sound psychological background and profile. It's all towards being a better person. Thanks for listening. Speak to you soon.